Hey, welcome into I'll Get a Burger, a journey to healthy living. I'm Brad.
I'm Kara.
And we are back with our second set of results. We made it through 2 months of our journey. What would you say? Results show 2.0.
That's what he would say. I would just say it was weigh-in and measurement time.
Yeah. And it wasn't as drastic as the first month. I didn't expect it to be. One, because we didn't stick 100% to program.
Okay, we didn't stick 50% to program.
Touche. And two, usually when you start a diet, don't you lose quite a bit sticking to it at the beginning, but then it kind of
At the beginning, it's usually more, partially because of water weight that you lose, and then we really did stick with it. So, I mean, that is the biggest difference.
Even as poorly as we did this past month, it was better than I expected it to be, honestly.
Yeah, I agree.
I was down 6 pounds, a little over six, like 6.2 pounds for the month. And you were also down.
I was down 5 pounds, so I'm at 25 pounds now lost. And I'm close to, I lost a lot more inches than you did time.
You did. Mine was very minimal.
Like last time, I want to say you had lost 15 inches the first time. And now I think I'm close to you with that.
Yeah, I think
like,
I
lost a lot more this time.
I think I only lost like half inch, maybe an inch.
No, like, you lost 3 inches.
Was it? Was it that much?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it still, it wasn't as big as the last time. I didn't expect it to be after the poor month that we
had. And I struggled back and forth. And I have to say, like, a coworker of mine gave me some good perspective. I have a lot of really bad all or nothing thinking. And so to me, this was a total failure. And it shouldn't have been. I mean, I still lost. But I wanted it to be as big as the first time. And so I went in on, I was sick Monday with a stomach bug. That's another whole story. Yeah. But I went in on Tuesday and she's like, so I know you weighed in this weekend. What was it? And I said, yeah, I'm kind of disappointed. I only lost, you know, another 5 pounds. She goes, why are you disappointed? I was like, well, we didn't really stick with it. She goes, okay, so you just proved that you cannot follow program perfectly and still continue to lose. If you lose 5 pounds a month, by the end of the year, you're going to be down over 60 pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was like, okay, she has a point.
And we talked afterward that it's still that we don't snack like we used to. We don't, you know, eat those things in between meals or after meals that we would have before. So that helps.
And I will say, specifically for me, one of the things that I got out of the habit of doing, well, not even out of the habit, I noticed that my water consumption has been down. And I didn't really notice that it was drastically down or anything. But when I started thinking about it, I'm not drinking anything else. So it's not like I'm substituting back in. I haven't had soda or anything like that since December. So I just haven't been drinking. And the reason that I finally picked it up is my lips have been super dry.
Same for me, too. Like, I know I haven't drank as much water. I feel like I've drank more coffee than I have. So that I mean, coffee's not going to hydrate you. So it's.
Oh, no, not at all.
But I was even sitting there today at work going, I need to drink more water. I haven't. I keep a water bottle at work, and I was trying to drink 2 to 3 of those a day while I was at work before I left. Now maybe I drink one.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get back to that habit of drinking.
I do much better when I bring something that has a measurement with it or on it with me to work.
Oh, as far as the water goes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Do you keep track? Like, I don't keep track of how much milliliters, ounces, whatever I drink.
Do you realize everything I keep track of in my head every day? It's just like a rolling little mini computer going nonstop. So, yeah, I keep track of that. I can give you a running total of calories probably if I really needed to.
Grams of sugar, carbs.
Oh, yeah. You have the void that happens. Yeah, there is never a void up here.
Me, drink water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what would be going on in my head.
Yeah. No, like I'm the person who goes to get on an airplane. I was like, okay, well, I can't drink anything for an hour ahead of time because I don't want to have to get up out of the aisle and this flight's going to be 5 hours long. So I'm not going to drink it. Like I have a plan almost all the time.
What is it you always tell me?
Five steps ahead.
Five steps. Okay.
Five steps ahead.
I was going to say 10, but five. And mm-hmm. I'm maybe one step behind.
The day that this really hit home for him was the day that I walked into the nursery many years ago, and he was teaching our child how to climb up the changing table because it would be easier if he could just get himself to the top.
It would, yeah.
I was like, yes, and when you teach him how to climb these shelves, then he's going to climb the bookshelves behind you, and he's
in the crib,
and then the crib, and he goes, oh.
I didn't think about that.
And then he turns around, and the kid's trying to climb the shelves and pull all the books off. And
I just thought it was cool. So I go, oh, look, I'm taking pictures of him climbing up. Isn't it cute?
5 steps ahead. And that has been our mantra. Well, my mantra to him, 5 steps ahead.
It's true.
I mentioned before we got off on the 5 steps ahead tangent that I have a tendency to do all or nothing thinking. And I think that, especially in February, impacted me because if I was uncompliant for one thing, then I'd shot the whole day, shot everything, and there was no, as opposed to, I think there's a balance to be found. Well, I know there's a balance to be found, and it's me having to shift my thinking.
And as opposed to we were like going to do a 90-10 and you were like 2 meals a week.
Right.
But we go off the 1 meal and you're like, we'll just make a day of it.
It wasn't even that. Like it's not, I wouldn't necessarily do anything. Like that's the thing. I wouldn't necessarily, for me, it is a completely mental thing. Like for you, it has to be action. For me, I go off of it. I may not act on that, but in my mind, I have failed because I didn't stick with it.
Unlike as for me, I go off of it. Say I just go off of it for one little thing. I'm like, well, I'm still better off than I have been. Like old Brad would have just, you know, eaten an entire thing of Oreo cookies. Honestly, I haven't had an Oreo cookie in 2 months, but if I ate an Oreo cookie and moved on, it would have been like, well, I was off for a second, but I only ate one.
Complete tangent. I had a Thin Mint the other day.
Uh-huh.
RX bars are better.
Wow.
I know.
We will say, I know this month you want to definitely pull back to more compliant than we have been.
Oh, obviously. Absolutely.
And doing that, do you want to move? I think you said you wanted to move back to 100%, or do you feel that like before you go off once, you're just like, you know, my day's shot?
Yeah, I do want to go back 100%, but I want to do that more with that mindset just because it, quite truthfully, it helps us when it comes to meal planning. It helps us when it comes to shopping for food for the week. I think it keeps us centered better.
And I think I would agree. Yes.
That's wholeheartedly agree. That's my main reason. For the most part, our kids have no desire to eat anything that I make. But one of them wants to help me cook everything.
Yeah.
And so he's willing to taste most of
it. Well, the other day we made the bison burgers and the
shredded Brussels sprouts.
The Brussels sprouts again. And he helped you make it. Mm-hmm. And he was willing to... Oh, sure, I'll try some Brussels sprouts just to...
And he gave it a sideways thumb as opposed to a straight up, I'm going to spit this up.
Spit this out. That's a win.
It is a win. You want to know what another win was?
What's that?
I put on jeans that I haven't worn since.
You did.
I want to say 2015, but it might have been 2016.
I know you were like this.
I'm like, these aren't going to fit.
It was this morning. You're like, these aren't going to fit. I don't know why I'm doing this. It's not going to fit. And you got them right on and you were like... I could just tell on the look on your face.
And
like,
they were not jeans. These were not jeans that have any spandex in them. Like no, any of the elasticy, like stretchy jeans, that's not having. They were jean denim. Jeans. Yeah, yeah, they were denim. So there was no give there.
So, see, it's a win.
Well, and you had your shirt.
I had my shirt. A shirt the other day, that a button-up shirt that I haven't worn in probably about the same amount of time. Mm-hmm. And I pulled it out of the closet and I was like, ah, what the heck? I'll see. Button right up. I had no problems. And I was like,
it was loose. He's like, look at this. Look at this.
Just that little thing that you're just like, oh, this feels good.
And then I have my child, Captain Debbie Downer, who comes and sits on me tonight and starts shaking my stomach back and forth.
But this is a daily thing. It's not like.
No. He is like, look, it's like waves. It's like, screw you.
He finds it funny. Uh-huh. Even though we're like, stop.
Nothing like keeping you humble.
And I will say another win this week that surprised me. You completely made up a recipe out of the blue, out of your head, and it was delicious.
I am a decent cook.
No, I know you are, but
I got it was really one of those, sick.
Because like, I made up one the last time and you tried it. It was not as it was good that night. It was decent. You didn't have it that night, but the next day it was awful. I didn't even want to eat my food. It was ugh. And I don't even remember what it was. But you either. Made up a like a, it's like a chicken, almost yeah, like a
I,
soup.
I got really sick. Yeah, he's doing air quotes here. I got really sick Saturday night. And because we had decided we were going all in Whole 30 again on Sunday.
Yeah.
So 30 days.
So leap day, we were like, it's a free day this year. Let's do this.
And so we weren't even like completely horrible, but we went out for breakfast and I had French toast, which was fine. That settled. No problem at all. Later that night, we had ice cream and I didn't even eat that much ice cream. And I was like, my body is not going to be okay with this. I was right. It wasn't, but at least that's what I thought.
And it's not just ice cream. It's ice cream that we have here, graters. It's a little creamier than like a normal store-bought ice cream you would get. So it's going to
I love ice cream. I don't hardly ever eat it because I get horrible headaches from it. And the headaches happen later on. Like I'm just, my body does not like dairy. And that's how it says, hey, don't do this. So I woke up at about 1:30 in the morning on Saturday night. And I was like, I'm going to puke. And I went in the bathroom and completely sick. And I was like, yep, my body really didn't like my choices today. And then I woke up in the morning and I thought, I'm like, okay, well, we're Whole 30. It's going to be fine. And I didn't feel bad. But then whenever it just kept happening and I drank water, I drank coffee, whatever it was, it just all came back up.
Yeah, you couldn't keep anything down for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Too bad the weigh-in wasn't after this.
I know, for real. So anyhow, I was very sick. And I had even posted on Instagram because it kept going, the quote kept going through my head from the Devil Wears Prada, I'm one stomach bug away from my ideal weight. And I was like, I totally see. Yeah. Like, and I when I heard it, I thought it was a funny quote, like however many years ago, but it was so true.
And it was the 2 days after weigh-in. So you didn't get
I didn't get to see it. No, I didn't. But during this time, I was like, okay, what do we have in the house? Because I didn't feel good. So I didn't go shopping.
Yeah.
And that tends to fall to me is the shopping thing. And so I was like, okay, what do we have here? I'm like, well, we got chicken in the freezer. So I pulled the chicken thighs out. And I'm like, what vegetables do we have that need to be used? And I just started gathering everything we had and searing and cooking and using the natural juices. And I put some turkey bacon in there. And I used that fat then to cook the chicken and then onions and celery and mushrooms. And I tried to put green beans in there, but they had kind of gone a little too far.
But no, it was really good. It was a good mix of flavor.
It was good. And I did it because what I really wanted was soup. And so I was able to put some liquid in there. It definitely wasn't a soup. It was heartier than a soup. But
no, it was
at
good.
The time, it tasted very good. You know what didn't taste good? The disgusting hot dogs I bought at Aldi.
Yeah. No, those were not good at all.
So for those of you who are wanting to do this on more of a budget, I don't know if you have Aldi near you, but Aldi in Cincinnati, where we are, they actually have a really great section of items that are completely compliant. Like they have organic fruits and vegetables. You can actually find quite a few meats. They usually have sugar-free uncured bacon. They will have the lunch meat that's like that. They have brats that are compliant. Like they have several things that are technically processed meats that are harder to find compliant.
Yeah.
They are so much less expensive. Now, that said, never, ever, and I can't, it's the Aldi Organic, I think it's Simple Truth, but I could be wrong on that name.
I think Simple Truth is Kroger. So okay, whatever
it's not Kroger.
It's Aldi's version of like a health food, whatever their brand is.
Don't do it. Just don't do it.
They tried to overcompensate and put too much spices of, you know.
Oh, and all I tasted was the gaminess.
Yeah, it was not good.
It was bad enough that I was slipping the food to the dogs under the table.
And they ate it, no problem.
Oh, they did eat it, no problem.
Moving on to more big wins. We're only a week away from our second 5K.
Woohoo! And you know, you did not get the workout that I got today.
No.
To help prepare me. I had my aerobic trainer, Rye.
He helped run you around a little bit.
A little bit?
To get you ready,
like,
ready.
Probably like 2 miles. He was like, Mama, you need to run with me to the playground. And I was like, yeah. He goes, no. I'm like, you can run ahead. I'm going to walk with you there. And the playground we were at, it's big. Like, there's a pretty good distance there.
It's really good size.
Really good size. And he took me by the hand. He's like, when I'm holding your hand, you have to run. And so,
and for anybody in Cincinnati, it's Summit Park. Anyone in Cincinnati who knows Summit Park, you know they have the two sections. And he basically ran her from one side to the other, to like the newer.
Yeah.
From the older play area to the newer play area.
And so we're running. And then he's like, okay, we can stop. And then he's like, bend down for a sec. I'm like, okay. He climbs on my back. He's like, okay, you can keep going now. I was like, wait, I have to carry you? And then he said, you can put me down. I'm like, okay. And then he grabs my hand. He's like, now we got to run again. I was like, so you got to rest, but instead I had to carry you. Yeah, I'm helping you. And we just kept doing this back and forth.
So now you've been training, so you're definitely going to leave me in the dust come 5K. And
it's possible.
But I will say, anyone follow us on our social media, on Twitter and Instagram, at I'll Get a Burger, because just like the last 5K, we'll post some videos, post some pictures of the 5K before, after, and whatnot, because it's just a fun day.
It was fun. Last time it was really fun. And you know what? This time, hopefully, purposely knocking on wood there, our child will not have the flu and strep throat, and that won't be what we come home to. Last time it was finish the race, go to the doctor.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. But yeah, so this time next week, we'll be preparing for that.
Those of you who are praying, folks, no rain. That's all I want.
Yeah.
No rain.
No rain.
It can be cold, whatever. No rain.
I mean, I'd rather it not be a little warmer.
Oh, no. A little warmer would be great.
Maybe
but
hit
I'm just,
20.
I just don't want rain.
Yeah. No.
I don't want to be soggy.
Yeah. We'll be doing that, getting ready for that next week.
We do want you to follow along, but next week we are actually going to bring someone else in along with us.
Yeah. We want to try to bring some people in time to time to
give a different perspective. What works for them?
What their health journey has been like.
What's working for us may not work for other people.
Exactly.
And that's fine, because it's not always a weight loss journey. Sometimes it's just I need to get sugar out of my diet, or I need to be more active. I have one friend who would always be like, she's like, I may be skinny, but I'm a fat skinny. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, oh, I'm the most out of shape person ever. I can eat whatever I want, but my body, like, it's crap.
We're pretty excited. We've talked to a few people and we got some people excited to come give their journey. So next week we'll have a guest for you along with.
We'll still do our normal stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. But till next week, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.